That's right. Is that all right?
That's the hand.
He will take care of you. Just clap your hands right there.
He will take care of you.
I need y'all to do this. Just say what? La la.
I think it's alright.
Come on.
Clap your hands and see me.
La 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 la.
I think it's alright.
Hit it with it.
Yeah.
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 Hey, say it's all right. Clap your hands. It's evening.
Say
everybody. Say it's all right.
Come on.
Hey. Get your praise on. Yeah.
Say
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Y'all keeping this thing going. I tell you what.
Clap your hands. And everybody that see, clap. Yes.
Somebody gotta clap your hands.
Say, clap your hands and see that.
Say, it's all right. Say, it's all right. Welcome, family. Welcome to the Now Network News at 6, 8, and 9 p.m., your prospective time zone. We thank you for joining us weekly for our time to come together and share the news here on the Now Network. And yes, I will be sharing my pastoral review with Christian News, along with the unique perspective and dialogue on hot topics. I'll also provide biblical solutions and answers in the special segment of Ask the Pastor. You may have a question. Get your questions ready. Get ready for the end of the broadcast to ask the question that the pastor can't ask her. Oh, I'm the pastor tonight. Amen. And yes, Minister Terry will keep us informed and up to date with what's the word on current events in the nation and throughout our country and our world. And Minister Rashad will keep us informed with financial news with his segment of Money Minute. Wow, what a big day in the United States. Today was called the biggest triumph for the Trump presidency today, when the Republican lawmakers solidified and signed off on the GOP new tax bill. And I know a lot of people this Christmas, this New Year's, this tax season are going to be just like, wow, money is going to be available. And that's a good thing. And I won't knock that. But when you look at the front end of this tax bill, it looks good. But over 2 or 3 years, you now start to see the effects on the lower income of our lower income middle class societies that richer companies are already rich, become richer. And the plan is you always have critics on both sides, but
from what I'm seeing and everyone that's reporting that are being true about it, is that this tax bill is for the wealthy. And I know it increases some things for couples and for children in some allotments and things like that. But we have to know that if you're not making $75,000 a year, you won't see this, especially after 2019. And then as it goes farther, it gets worse as we look at, if you look at the depth of it, 2027 is really ridiculous what it's going to do to our country. I know Minister Terry has some information on this tonight. We haven't talked, but I just know she does. And we really want to kind of reach into this thing and see that we have to be conscious about how we spend this money that's going to come out this first year. And it's about to happen immediately. That was one of the smoke screens that I could see, is that the first thing off the bid, they're going to give up some money, and they're going to release some monies into families. And the filing process isn't going to be as strenuous as it has been over the last 8 years. It's going to go through a lot easier. People are going to get money faster. And I think, if we look back into the past, it's always to make sure we spend money as fast as we get money. We have to, as a body of Christ, let's bring back White Friday into white 2018, is that the extra monies that come in, we need to not spend. We don't need to borrow now. We need to save that money and make a plan. Let's get a plan together that when it hits, you have something to fall back on and not get caught in a reactive mode, but be in a preactive mode to be ready for the hard things to come. If you Google it and just put in Trump's tax plan and how it affects you. If you type that in, there are graphs. There are so many different things that will explain kind of where you're going, and it can take a lot of time, but we must invest time. And that's where most of us, especially African-Americans and minorities, is that we don't like to read. We don't like to go into the fine tuning. We don't like to go into the small print, but I'm encouraging everyone here on this network and through anyone you know through the network, that we ask people to really pay attention to what is going on, because this is going to affect you, your families, and much, much more. Amen. First, I want to bring on Minister Terry Herbert with What's the Word? Good evening, woman of God. How are you?
Good evening, man of God. Good evening, listeners, and all the panel. Minister Rashad, I am doing well. God bless you.
Amen. What's the word?
What's the word? You know what, Pastor Ian, I was listening to you with this biggest triumph of the GOP deal. And you know what? This was pitched at middle class, working class. But if anybody was listening to us, this is not for. It's 80% next year. They're gonna receive a tax cut. But you said the richer, they're gonna get richer, and the right now everybody's gonna get some money next year. They're gonna give them some money. But you're right now, it's not going to last. Just say 2019, you're going to see a change. 2018, you're going to get something. 2019, you'll see a change. They have passed. It will no longer be of anything. I was speaking with Sis with this about this earlier, because, you know, she's been following the GOP, and I'm not political because I follow the Word of God. And I really love that song you played, God Will Take Care of You. When you believe, the first thing we got to prepare, and this is something he told us to be wise, be make wise choices in preparing for this tax bill. And Pastor, you said a lot of people, they're gonna get some money on that income tax, but a lot of our people, and I'm speaking to our people, me, African American, Black woman, I'm speaking to us, we have already spent that income tax on things that we don't even need. These are things we want. So we have to think wiser. We have to prepare ourselves. We want God to take care of us. We want God to take care of the money He has provided us. right now. And we're getting it right now. But what you do with your money you have right now, what you do with it later on, is going to make a huge difference. Because this, again, I say, this bill that has passed with the 5148 vote, it was pitched so the lower and the working class thinking you're getting money back, but the rich, the wealthy rich and the large corporations, they are eating healthy off of this bill that just passed. So, family, when we say strap up and be ready. Be ready, because this bill has some things later down the line. If you need some information regarding this bill, you can inbox message a Pastor E. You can inbox Minister Rashad. You can inbox Minister Terry, Minister Rafa Rashid. You can inbox any of us, because this is serious, because I get excited about that. But family, I just want to say good evening. We have some good news, and that was some not so good news. But the good news is we have the Christmas holidays. They are here, family. And so many people, they're going to be traveling. We're going to be traveling from state to state, visiting family for the Christmas holidays, Christ's birthday. Amen. There's an estimate 107 million travelers. That's 97.4 million Americans. They're going to be traveling. But these are by auto, 97.4. 6.4 million, they're going to be traveling by bus, plane, railways, cruise ships. This has been an increase. It's been up 2.2% over the last 4 years. People have been traveling for the holidays. So, family, I say with most of you all that's traveling in your automobile, you have to make sure before you get on the highway that you check your tires. We all know that. Check the tires. Make sure they have good tread on them. Make sure they have the right air pressure. Check your oils in your car. Check all the oils, not just the motor oil. Check the transmission oil, what other oil they use in the car. Check your brake fluid. Check your belt. Make sure your belts are good, because most people are traveling over 50 miles on highway. Amen. And also, family, when you're traveling right now, nationally, we're going to be having snow. We're going to be having heavy rain. And it just looked like right now in Southern California, the skies had changed this evening. So we have to be prepared. Preparation is key in everything. So, family, when you're traveling, make sure you carry. I learned this traveling back and forth from Orange County to Bakersfield. But make sure you have an emergency pack, especially in the wintertime. Have you extra blankets, have you an extra set of clothes, and also have non-perishable food, and have you some water on hand. Because you never know, you may get stuck into a snowstorm, or the highway may be closed or congested in traffic. So be prepared. Again, I say, family, preparation. Family, AAA Auto, I don't know if everybody has AAA, but if you had it and you had an emergency, you can call them, and they will tell you if you don't have the coverage. They'll tell you for a fee. But I'm going to leave the number, so if you have an emergency, you can call AAA. That number is 1-800-AAA-AAA-HELP, H-E-L-P, and the numbers are 222-4357. Be prepared, family, before we leave for these holiday, Christmas holidays and traveling. Amen. Also, this family, since we're speaking on travels, we know this week it's been on the news that I think it was Atlanta Airport, they had a blackout this week. I believe it was Sunday. For about 12 hours, they had 1,500 flights canceled. But God didn't give us a spirit of fear, and it wasn't terrorism, but he did give us sound mind and judgment. So, family, if you're traveling, be prepared and be aware of your surroundings. Amen, family? And also, that airport, they have had all of their electrical systems updated. Glory be to God. No more blackouts. They're on as scheduled. Amen, family. Next thing, we're still speaking of traveling. This week, we've had an Amtrak. You may have seen it on the news. This was an Amtrak train that derailed. It derailed in Washington, 40 miles south of Seattle. I think it was Olympia, the city. Now, this train, this was a practice train. They were training this Amtrak, and it derailed. It derailed because it was going 80 miles per hour, and it went off at a 30-mile-per-hour curve. So something that they had been working on since 2015, which is called a PTC, Positive Training Control. This wasn't activated on the train. This could have slowed the train down, and it could have signaled the train to stop. So just family, I just always say, before we do any travel, whether it's car, train, bus, anything, I pray. Every time I get on a flight, I pray. Pray before I get in the car and pull off or leave in the curb. Pray before I board a bus. You just pray. Believe in your prayer. Amen, family. Next, family, I do have some good news. And I love sharing a little good news because this one, it really touched my heart. This 5-year-old boy, he was back east somewhere. He was watching the movie, The Grinch Who Stole Christmas. So after watching the movie, he ran into the kitchen and grabbed the kitchen phone. And he called the local police department in his city. And he told them he needed help. He said, the Grinch was trying to steal his Christmas. A female officer, she thought it was so cute that she took the report and everything, and his father got on the phone and told him while he was watching this movie, because his father was watching him while his mother and his brother, his older brother, had went out Christmas shopping. So his father told the police officer it was an accident. He was just watching the movie. So she took it on her own. She went to the young man's house. She picked up the young man, and she explained to him about the Grinch and everything. So she took him back, the young man, the 5-year-old child, she took him back to the police department, and they had a Grinch, had someone dressed up as the Grinch, and they allowed him the Grinch so he wouldn't steal Christmas. And then they also, she said, no, I don't want to lock him up, so he also let the Grinch out. Amen, family. That is good news. I like to hear good news. Next, family, for some more good news. This was a 9-year-old boy. This boy knew that he was getting a $300 Xbox, one of, you know, the Xbox video game, from his parents this year. So he thought he could help someone else. So he told his parents he wanted to buy 30 blankets for $10 each to give to homeless persons so that they would have their own blanket to keep them with them and keep them warm at all times. His name was Micah. Micah knew how hard it was because him and his parents had been living in a shelter, and they would receive the blankets. They would receive the blankets at night and would have to give the blankets back in the morning. So Michael's good deed, his good deed, it must have went viral. Someone put it up and they were reading about it. So a Microsoft Xbox producer saw the story. So they invited Micah to go to the studio, and there Michael was presented with a brand new Xbox plus many more gifts. Glory be to God. This little boy had a spirit of giving. He wanted someone else to do and have something also. Glory be to God. He was given to those less fortunate than himself. Glory be to God. I just say glory be to God because that was the heart of a 9-year-old boy. There's been so much giving giving that we can do to help others. I tell you, Tommy, I just love good news. But the good news is, ooh, Jesus. Jesus is the good news. Believe and continue to believe in your heart that Jesus is the good news. Set your hope in Jesus. Trust in him. Trust in him with all your heart. With all your heart. And lean not on your own understanding. Ooh, Jesus is the good news. I tell you, we have to trust in him. Trust in him over circumstances of this world. He came to save our world. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, yes, family, make it personal. I set and place my trust in Jesus. And I love the song, Pastor. I love that song you brought. God will. God will provide. I tell you, family, that is it for my now news at 6, 8, and 9. And again, family, if you have any questions regarding the GOP tax information, you can inbox me and we can discuss that. Amen, family?
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Awesome. Awesome segment. Awesome segment. We're going to go right over into Money Minute with Minister Rashad. Good evening, man of God.
Good evening, Pastor. Good evening, family at the Now Network. How is everyone doing? I pray everyone is doing well this evening.
Blessed.
Blessed. All right. Fantastic. Well, happy holidays, everyone. Minister Terry, Minister Rashid, and Pastor A. We just want to thank you so much for the opportunity to be here tonight. I'm not going to keep you long. I'm just excited about, you know, we're closing out a phenomenal year, and we've had some highs, we've had some lows, but it's been a very good learning year. And I think being part of the Now Network has definitely connected you with the right solid foundational base that most people have been looking for a lot of good reasons, to figure out some ways to start transforming their finances like they've never done it before. And I know a lot of us have tried it a year ago, and we tried it 3 years ago, maybe 5 years ago, and even 10 years ago. And my common theme is, when I've been talking to a lot of clients this week about the same thing as well, and the main message is, it's okay to start over. It's okay to start over, you know, so it's just like if you had a rocket and you put it on the launch pad and you put a lot of time, energy, investing of your knowledge and your resource and your capital to try to get it off the platform to blast off into space, and it crashes and burns on the platform, what do you do? Well, you pick up the pieces and start over. You find out what did not work and put that to the side as a learning lesson. Just don't disregard it, but take it as a learning lesson. There's some things that happen in our finances that shouldn't have happened, and so we have to learn from that. Maybe we overspent on a credit card. So this year, going into 2018, I need to have better limits on myself. I have my no-look account, which we talked about before, where you have your envelope, and every day you're planting seeds and you're putting something back into that envelope, so you're not taking all your money out the door. We're becoming more consciously aware. So the next thing to do is to make sure you find out what did work. And there's a lot of great examples out there of other individuals that have gone on and have amassed a great amount of wealth or paid off some debt. And with the advent use of the internet today, it is so much more faster and easier. My God, I wish I had the internet 20 years ago, you know, for the things that we had to go to the library and sit there for hours writing and copying out of books and making photocopies of. You remember them old days when there was no internet around to just point and click and say, Google, find me, Google, find me. Now, most people today, if you have access to the internet, it is so easy just to say, Google, find me a debt consolidation plan. Google, find me a wealth building plan. Google, find me a plan to get out of debt. I mean, you know, you could just ask the magic genie Google to give you a couple of ideas to take the next step. So you have some things on what did not work, and now we want to build off of what did work and complement that with some other ideas that are fresh to bring together. So looking at as we go forward, looking at some things, one of the areas I wanted to speak on today as we talk about building wealth and one of the other capitulating ideas is I have, you know, when people have children that they're thinking that they're getting close to their college, leading up to going to college and they're on their way to college and, you know, based on our finance, we may not have had enough time or had enough resources to save for them to get into college, and I know that we still want our children to go there. How do we get them into college in today's day and age? You know, we're sitting here facing where we're using 43% of our income to pay for our rent, which is very high. It should be down somewhere between 28 to 32. And we're using about 45% based on the national average in our community just to pay for rent. All right. And so, you know, with that and our retirement, you know, we're trying to put away for retirement. We're trying to save for a rainy day. We're trying to pay down for our bills. We're trying to pay ourselves first. We're trying to take care of our tithes and offer. Where is the college fund? Woo. We're carrying a lot, right? And so, all of our kids are not the next Michael Jordan. All of our kids are not the next LeBron James. So they may not get that athletic scholarship. But there is still some other money out there available to help these children get through school. And I wanted to share a couple of those concepts with you. And this scholarship fund, I call it the Fun Fund. And if you're a parent or you are someone who knows a parent that has a child that's facing this, there are hundreds and millions, if not billions of dollars of unused scholarship money that goes through the system every year that's not accounted for because people just don't apply for it. Over $3 billion goes unused every year in scholarships. $3 billion. How many people could that actually help put through school and help further somebody's economic reach in the country if they just had access to that money? And so I'm going to give you some of the names and the places that are the uncommon, most people don't think about where the money's at. I mean, we know the normal place that we can go and search, but I want you to write this down. That first, I want you to take inventory of your house. I used to work in the school system, vocational school systems, several years back, and I used to challenge the students that before they got there to try to find a way to come up with, you know, their scholarship money. And one way to do it was I used to tell them all the time, take inventory in your house. Your parents and the children of the house have been buying products and services from these merchants for the last, 10, 15, 20 years. There's all kinds of companies out there that have scholarship money for your children, but we just forget to ask them for it. And I always thought it was fair that if we spent money on toilet paper, we spend money on syrup, pancake mix, orange juice, milk, bread, eggs, light bulbs, and cell phones and telephone bills, and we've been doing this religiously for the last 5, 10, 15, 20 years. When do you ever see them give back to you? Okay? And so you need to learn to ask them for the scholarship money, or because you have the internet today, it's so much more easy, you go right to their website and find it. Okay? And so when you look around your house and you look at first, let's look at who is your cell phone company with today? Okay, you could be with Verizon, you could be with AT&T, you could be with T-Mobile, you could be with Samsung, you could be with, the Cricket or Metro PC, all right? But all of them have scholarship money. So I would implore you to go to their website, look under their community page, look under the very, very bottom. You got to scroll way down to the bottom of their community page or their giving back page or somewhere thereabouts for their donation. And if not, you just got to call the 800 number they have there or email them and say, I'm inquiring about scholarship money. And then they will direct you from there where to go. So your phone company, and I know most people are paying $50, $100, $200 a month for that phone. Think about how many years, you know, if you're paying $100 a month for a cell phone somewhere in America, and that's $1,200 a year, and you multiply $1,200 a year times 10 years, you know, right? You've already given them over $24,000 of money that now you should have the right to ask them back to help your child or even you, because we got some adults that are going back to school for some scholarship money. Amen? All right, so I want you to look at your telephone companies. I want you to write them for some scholarship money. Then I want you to turn to McDonald's. I mean, a lot of times kids, and I'm sure over the years we probably pulled back from going to these fast food places, but they're on every corner. So whether it's Burger King, McDonald's, Wendy's, Carl's Jr., Arby's, Roy Rogers, you know, Denny's, all of them – generally have scholarship money, and it's not just for the employees that work there, but it's for the community at large. And once again, go to their website, go down to the very, very bottom page or on the top page where they have the community services or about us, and see if you see it there. And if not, please call their 800 number or write their main office, and they will direct you on where that on how to apply for the money and what is the deadline date to get it back. All right, you got orange juice. I mean, there's Tropicana, there's Minute Maid. These are multi-billion dollar conglomerate companies. There's General Mills, General Motors, the car you drive, okay? So when you look at the orange juice, you look at what toilet paper do you buy? Some of you swear by Bounty. Some of you swear by the Quicker Picker-Upper. Some of you swear by, you know, all these other types of paper towels and things that are out there. These companies got billions of dollars. Once again, go to their website, look down on the bottom, and you will see how to ask for – I'm not how to ask for, but you'll see the number to call or the email address to write into. And be patient. You know, it may take them a day or two or three to get back to you, but they will respond back to you with the answer that you're looking for and how, when, and where you have to apply for the scholarship money and what channels and sources to go through. So you got – you think about the companies. Go through your refrigerator tonight. Look at the butter you buy. Look at the oil you use. You know, some of you use – look at the salad dressings you use, okay? Look at the supermarket that you bought it from, whether it was Stater Brothers or it was Walmart or it was CVS or, you know, one of the other grocery chains out there, Food for Less, et cetera, et cetera. All of these people, once again, got billions of dollars. And guess what? It's a tax write-off for them to give you money. Okay, so it's good for them to give to you because it's helping them out at the end of the day. So you're not burdening them, you're not hurting them, you're actually helping them. So please, you know, you got Mrs. Butterworth, you got Log Cabin up in your cabinet up there. Okay, those are two more companies that got that scholarship money. You got the companies you drink coffee with every day. I don't know if it's Maxwell House or if it's Chock Full of Nuts or you have one of the other flavors of the week or whatever. You know, they have that one. They got Folgers. They have scholarship money for you. You're buying chicken every week, so you got what is it called? Foster Farms. Foster Farms right up there in Santa Rita. He got some money for you, okay? But you got to ask for it, okay? You got to ask for it. Look at your light bulbs. You got GE. You got Sylvania. They got money for you. How many years have you been buying light bulbs? Okay, I've had kids that got money from the light bulb company. What about the power company? Who are you paying your power bill to every month? I'm new out here to California, so I don't know the name of the company per se, but who are you paying your gas, your water, and your electric to? Okay, don't overlook those people. How many years have you religiously been paying them? Some families, 5, 10, 15, 20 years. And when you write that letter, you say, you know, I'm looking for some scholarship money. Our family's been paying into the account for 10 and 15 and 20 years, giving that little extra nudge that you need. That makes a difference. You know, and then they're going to give you a little essay to write. That's all it requires is writing an essay. Could you believe it? Write an essay. I'm going to come back tomorrow. I apologize I don't have it today, but I'm going to come back next week, and I'm going to give you an actual site that you go to. And on this site, you're just going to be able to type in everything about you. They have scholarships for just people who are left-handed, a person with just one eye, a person with one arm shorter than the other, a person who walks with a limp, a person who comes from a dysfunctional family, somebody that's their mother or father's on medication, some people that got diabetes and high blood pressure, your family, somebody in your family got cancer. If you are the first in your family to go to college, they have scholarships just for you. If you're the first in your family to go to college, can you believe that? Okay, and you look around in your house, you got Samsung computers, you got HP computers, you got Canon computers, you got Toshiba computers. Those companies have scholarship money. Everything you touch, eat, and use around your house. I mean, look at your mattress. You got Seaman mattress over here. I don't know who your mattress company is, but find out who your mattress company is. Even the bed you sleep on got scholarship money. Who's your rug made by? The rug company got money for you as well. I mean, you got to get real creative on this thing, and you will find that there's more money than you can shake a stick at. All right? Most of these people are going to tell you that you have to apply by a certain deadline or a certain time, and then they'll let you know when the awards are announced. My son, who went to Bowie State, and he also went to Maryland University and got double degrees, did not pay a dime to go to college. It took him 8 years. In and out, in and out. It took him 8 years, but he did not spend a dime to go to two universities. using the same method right here I'm giving you today. So I'm not telling you what I think. I'm not telling you an opinion. I'm telling you actual fact of what I know and have used and applied in my own children's life. Okay, so it works. So we made a challenge. We put a board up on the wall, and every day when he came in from school or every weekend, he had to sit down and write at least 1 to 3 companies. And if it was a weekend, you had to write at least 3 or more. But if it was a weekday and you had other homework, you know, and this is what our young people need to be doing in their junior year of high school. Don't wait for the senior year because, you know, now you got a bigger line. And parents, don't always go for the big scholarships for $10,000 and $20,000. That's the key. Go for the smaller ones because there's less people applying for the $100 scholarship, the $300 scholarship, the $500. Everything under $1,000 or under $5,000, apply for those scholarships first and foremost. Don't bypass them. Oh, that ain't enough money. Junior going to school where it's going to be $70,000. I need some big money. Use the approach of taking the small bites piece by piece and build a war chest that way. So you got 900 here. You got 600 here. You got 1,000 here. You got 1,500 here. You got 2,500 here. Man, you look around here, 10,000 here. Then he had 15,000. That thing was going up to 20,000, 30,000. He got over 55, 60, somewhere between $55,000 and $60,000, I know, in scholarship money to allow him to go to college and then finish up to get his 2 degrees in mechanical engineering, and he had his other degree in mathematics. Okay, and so we looked around the house for every little item, from our printers to our copiers to our computers to the cheese that we bought. Who? Borden's cheese. Remember Borden's cheese? Who? A cilantro cheese? I mean, look at the people you get your cheese from. How many years you been spending money on that? Look at the taco shells you buy, the burrito shells you buy. I'm not playing, Pastor. Everything you use. Who do you use your pots and pans to? Corningware, the Owens family. They got money for you. So don't leave nothing. Who do you brush your teeth with every morning? All right, hey, amen. I know we're brushing our teeth out there. I don't know if it's Colgate or you're using Palmolive or you're using Close-Up, you know, or you're using Toothless or Us. I don't know what you're using, dental cream, dental floss.
Wait, you got me cracking up. And I'm trying not to come in here, but on that one, if you brush it with Palmolive, you got a problem. But if you are washing your dishes with Palmolive, you better call Palmolive.
There you go. Help me out, Pastor. You know I'm in that zone right now. Call Palmolive. Hey, you know you say call Tyrone? Call Palmolive. Palmolive liquid soap got some money for you, too. You got Tide. You got Clorox,
ooh,
right?
Glory.
Tide, Clorox. You got Cheer. How long you have been cheering with Cheer? Now it's time for Cheer to cheer for you. Amen? Get Cheer to give you some money. One of those companies alone can pay for your entire child's or your college fund by itself. Amen. So they got a page that they bury deep, deep, deep on the website, or you got to go through some channels to get it. And like they always say, you want to keep a secret from a black person sometime, or unfortunately they say this sometime, and just put it in a book. Okay, now they like put it in the back page of the website because we ain't going to go there. And the devil is a liar. I don't believe that. So you got to ask your way. You got to be persistent, and you got to make a few phone calls. You got to stay on hold for a second, but don't grow weary in your well-doing, because in the end you will reap the harvest, because how many other people are going to do what you're doing? How many other people are going to do what you do? And that's why you're going to be first in line. And the last should be first, and the first should be last. So get in line and get your money. Call your bank. Your bank is Wells Fargo, B of A, Union Bank, and Citibank. And all. They got scholarship money for you and your child as well. Ask them. You got a deposit there. Okay? So don't be afraid to even ask your bank, your credit union. Go to them, your credit card company. You got Capital One, you got American Express, you got Visa with this bank over here and this place over here. Ask them about their scholarship money. You fly on airlines, Southwest Airlines got money, American Airlines got money, Delta Airlines got money for you, okay? Don't be afraid to talk to those companies. Go to their website. I mean, you should be able to sit down between tonight and tomorrow and write out over 150 different products and services that are being utilized in your house on a monthly basis. Just look at who you spend your money with every day, every week or every month at the supermarket with. Okay? You ain't got to get it all from Uncle Sam at the military base. God bless those brothers and sisters that do. But, you know, if you ain't in the military, you know, there's other places you get money from. And I'm not just talking about the traditional Pell Grants and things like that. There's grant money. Grant, G-R-A-N-T. Grant is money that you do not have to pay back. That's what my son used. He didn't get extra loans. He got grant money. And so these scholarships are grants. You understand? That means it's free. How you spell free? F-R-E-E. How do you get it? You have to apply. What does that take? Putting a little time. Putting a little time. If your child is in high school, and you know, if you can just get them off their iPad or their iPhone for like an hour a day or 2 hours a day, and tell them, hey, you know, here's our board. All right, did you call Palmolive? Did you go and check out Clorox? Did you go and check out General Food? I mean, think about all the cereal you buy. Okay, you got Frosted Flakes, you got Corn Flakes, you got Sugar Smack, you got Captain Crunch. I mean, who are the producers of these cereals? General Mills? Okay, you got Kellogg's family, the General Mills family. They are the Quaker Oats family. Come on, I know you eat Quaker Oats. You got Grits. Don't be afraid to write the Grits guy. Even Spam got money. Okay, so I'm telling you, look in your cabinets. Look at all the money you spend on raisins and food and Spam and ham. I hope you're not eating that. But anyway, you know, look at the nutritional things you have in your home, the flour you buy, the sheets that you use in your bed. All of these companies, what I'm just basically trying to say, have scholarship money for you and your child or your children. Just start applying when you're a junior, and please get in line at the beginning of your senior year. As soon as that August, September rolls around, start applying, because a lot of the cutoff dates are October and November of the incoming year. Amen. And so you might have missed some of them this year, but it's still okay to ask. It's still okay to go to them and see what they have still left available, because like I said, every year it's a crying shame. $3 billion gets left unused and scholarship money. And how many little kids are sitting at home today saying that they didn't even have the $50 or the $100 to fill out the application, okay? And so this could have been the grant that they could have gotten to help them fill out the application. This could have been the money they got to get the transportation to go back and forth to school, or to get the books, to get the computers, or to pay for their room and board for the first year. And so once you apply for it the first year, you can apply for it the next year. Some of them are going to be one-year grants. Some of them are going to be two-year grants. Some of them you have to apply every year. But it's worth it. It's worth it. And what a burden that takes off the mother, the father, the guardians, the grandparents that are scratching their head and wondering. See, if there's a will, there's a way. If there's a will, there's a way. And so with this type of information now, I hope that you know somebody or somebody in your own household that is thinking about going to school but think that it's unaffordable, unattainable, or out of reach and out of pocket, and you're sitting there praying. Well, today the prayer's been answered. Amen. And so the door has been opened. And so now all you got to do is go through and follow through, and you will watch and see and be amazed. It's going to take a little work, but, you know, hard work pays off. Ain't nothing free in life. And if it's free, you know, you got to be careful, because it may not be what it's worth.
Man, you better tell somebody. You can say that again. If you don't put the work in, it's not work. I tell you one thing. We were just talking about the tax reform bill. There are companies out there giving away money right now. AT&T is giving their top employees $200,000 bonuses for Christmas.
Right.
Oh, they getting so much money back on this tax thing. They giving away money. And don't you know
giving
the money they
money.
Give
and
away,
then they, invest
they
another
get
billion.
It back and they get it back on their returns too.
Right. So they giving and getting at the same time. A closed mouth don't get fed.
My mom always said, boy, are you hungry? I'm like, yeah. She said, closed mouth don't get fed. If you don't let me know, I don't know what your stomach's saying. I don't know what kind of needs. But you just were, and I just wanted to really kind of bounce with you on this, is that you just, that was all evangelism. People saying, if you know somebody, there's children in your neighborhood. I wrote down.
Amen.
And I'm being very honest. Let's see, just since you're talking, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 20 companies that quick that I either work for, my parents bought stuff as I was a kid, or I'm still using today. Now, that was 20 that quick. And these are high ballers.
Right.
That we could tell other you know, families and stuff now. I got some information to share with Compton, with Long Beach, with Bellflower, with all of our adjoining communities. Now you have some information. That is evangelism.
Amen. Amen. Spread the word. Spreading the word.
Ooh, but you're on fire. You're on fire.
Hey, Pastor. It's the Now Network. We got to bring it. Our people are thirsty. We need to fill their cups up to the best of our ability and keep pouring in with all the other mighty men and women of God that you keep circulating with throughout the week on your wonderful program, your wonderful network. So God bless you and what you're doing and how effective you have been in the community at large. I don't even think you know. I know you don't know. how big and how wide and how expansive your word, your teachings, your leadership, and the people that you're bringing on are touching people all over this country. Because, you know, a lot of people just stay silent, but they're getting blessed. And so it's bigger than you can even see. With the whatever Facebook and Google says that came online for today, that ain't the true number. So I hope you're not watching that one. That ain't the true number.
No, we don't watch
time.
The number. We're really just looking for the one number. But we know that God is doing greater things than that.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, there's a lot of great things going on with tax reforms and things of that nature, and I'm not going to get into that now because some of these bills have not been officially signed all the way. But one thing I will say for sure, if you're an investor, if you're a property owner on the investment side, they are really stacking the deck in their favor for corporations and businesses to benefit from these new tax changes, as it's always been. You know, America is the land that's built as a capitalistic society. It's built for the capitalist. Who
that's
is
right.
the capitalist? It's not built for the employee. It's built for the capitalist that creates the jobs, that hires the employee. So I'm going to make sure, as a government, I'm going to keep writing laws that's benefiting the corporations. You're going to have a lower tax base to pay than somebody that's a W-2 employee. And so you got to start looking at those things and say, well, how can I get on the other side of the page to become a business or a corporation or an LLC so I can enjoy the advantages that they're getting on my level, on my basis? Amen. And so we're going to talk more about that and share how that's going to benefit us and the big things that we have planned going into 2018 and coming together with our program to benefit ourselves together in a collective, cooperative blueprint put together so we can achieve more with the number of people in our group here. Amen.
That's right. That's right. Now, I was trying to hold off on that for Your Money Matters next week. Because these changes really benefit those of us out there that are putting our $3,500 together to come together and do something great. Now, you threw a number out there last week. I'm believing he's going to increase the small numbers that we stay get a tight-knit fit, and we are ready to go buy some office complexes, 20 multiple offices in one, three-story buildings and different things across the country. No, don't get stuck in your city.
Don't think just because you're there and we're here that you cannot.
We're talking about taking over the United States. We're talking about going back out there and become entrepreneurial owners that we can get the effects of these tax cuts. Let's train people to get into another echelon. Let's just stop being low class or middle class. Let's become the class that takes what the enemy has stolen. And now what? Take our authority over our territory, and man, God can move. Oh, I already feel it coming. I'm crossing over.
Yes, sir. I'm touching and agreeing with you.
Thank you, man of God.
I'm touching and agreeing with you on that, Pastor. Thank you, Pastor.
Yes, man.
Love
thank you so
network.
Much.
Love your network. Thank you so much.
Man, I love you too. Hey, I'm gonna call you right after the broadcast. I got a question for you. If you're available.
Yes, sir. I will be. I'll keep my phone open for you, sir.
That'll work. That'll work. Amen. Amen. We're going to give one. This is Ask the Pastor tonight. We've gotten some we've been having some conversations with different people and people asking, oh, you talking about tax and now getting more money. And believe me, single women with children are about to get paid. This tax season is going to be astronomical. And our Ask the Pastor segment today is about warning against the vultures. Yes, there are men out there right now that are looking for that lonely single mother, 3, 4, 5 kids, because the more kids, the merrier, that they can now benefit off of your tax money. Oh, yeah, they'll have you borrowing. They'll have you getting a H&R block, excuse me, getting the H&R block advance, and that's about to start happening. Some people have already that have been at H&R block for a long time can go get $1,500 right now. We already have bound that do not take what you don't have. If it's anything you can save percentages and everything else, but for the vultures. We want to educate and to say out there, there are men out there, particularly in this season from December to March, looking for vulnerable women. You may not. It's not you, and it's not anybody in your household. It may be your neighbor. It may be that young lady that's always by herself at the laundromat, kids running crazy. It may be any situation. I just want to be very transparent in this because we must be aware to help somebody, not to lose it all and not to be taken advantage of. And then by April and May are left alone and with nothing. This is an opportunity for people to change your lives. And I say, whoever's listening to Ask the Pastor segment right now, is that anything extra you're about to get, look how to invest in you. Not my business, not my dream, but in you. Learn how to invest in you. Now, investing in you means now you want to work for you. When I started to work for myself, I was on time. And when I worked for myself, I was always accountable. When I worked for myself, I'm pushing and saying, well, I'm not doing enough. When you start to now invest in yourself, you now start to work for yourself, to build for yourself. Now, I know self was in there because you have to learn how to grow and to be, to find your worth, to find your passion. But then that passion grows to another level to say, no longer I who live through passion, but now Jesus, who is the passion, who lives through me. And any monies that you get right now, I am praying that you will now become a good and faithful steward. That in that faithful stewardship, you now become a good manager. And now you know it's not your money, but it's the Father's, no matter what he's given you, to now grow and to multiply. Don't get caught with what he just gave you. And even though you may not be as smart as the next person, multiply so you have double what you had. Because when he comes, he's going to want an account for what he's given you. I'm praying to those that are listening tonight that as you leave this broadcast, you take on the responsibility to look out for somebody else. That young lady, you know her. You know who I'm talking about tonight. I have six on the list that God has put under P2P that we're praying for and asking for the right women to go have a word and to speak into their lives to say, oh, wait, hold up. You don't need that right now. What if you didn't have the money? How would you get by? Could you just think of it this season? To not buying everything new and everything looking extravagant for 3 months and then having nothing to show for it. It's time for us, and this is even those that aren't getting tax returns, it's time for us to build and to get into the next echelon. True believers that are building other people up. And I need my finances, but it's not coming for, it's just not dropping out of heaven. You must go to work, as Minister Rashad was sharing. And when you go to work, you will produce. How hard you work really now manifests the fruit that you're able to give others. Catch that one. Not just because you go to work, but how hard you work now manifests how you can give fruit to others, that now the fruit continues to grow because God will bless you. The more you sow, I had a friend that you would never imagine say this to me. He said, I always hear you saying, the more you sow, the more you get. And I'm like, I'm looking around myself and I'm not perfect. But look, this is happening and this is happening because I'm giving freely. The principle work. And if someone who didn't believe in it is happening, if you are one that says you believe, don't you know that the seed you sow is the harvest that you reap? Come on, let's get ready to go over into the promised land. Enormous fruit. You know, the land of milk and honey, where there's no lack, there's no doubt, there's no worry, because we now focus on where we are and not what we're in. Oh, remember, we're in the world, but not of the world. So I have to make a decision to always look up. Oh, y'all heard me this morning. I'll wake up, get up, move in your purpose. Most of us, we get out the boat and we sink because we keep looking down. Oh, every time you look down, you will fall. I can handle that. No, you can't. I'll go through it. No, you bet not. You better make a decision to stay consistent. And if you're on the team of the financial team that's being built here, we're looking for consistency. And I feel at liberty to share that right now is that we're not looking to play. We will, through the corporation of Jesus Christ and the names and the LLCs and the everything else he's going to bring along, we will own 5 complexes in the season of 2018. Together, because it's by him and not by us. That is a prophetic word spoken today by our ability to go to work. Let's go to work. Are you ready to go to work? Well, you better listen next week. I know Minister Rashad is going to be sharing more for your Money Matters segment. Now, we continue here on the Now Network, so I will be ministering on Let's Talk Jesus on Christmas evening, and we're not holding anybody accountable, but you know how we do it. We will be sharing the word every night through. And we hope you are blessed tonight by what God has said. Now, I have one other request that I want to put out before we close tonight. Yes, we're getting ready for the crossover revival, and I need confirmations. I know we've talked prematurely. I know some people have said yes, but we haven't confirmed times. I need to confirm everyone that has talked to me, and know I have talked to you this before Saturday, no later than Saturday. After Real Talk with Pastor E, I'm going to be calling people because I feel that'll be the best time. But I've confirmed a lot, but I want to have just another confirmation verbally in the time slot so I can get the flyers going, get your schedule set up, find out what music you want for the hour, and for us to really have a great time crossing over to the other side, starting at 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, which will be midnight on the East Coast. So we'll touch their crossover. Then we'll continue for everybody's crossover until ours, and then we'll continue for every minister, pastor, bishop, layman, whoever is willing to share the word of God of now being new. We want to invite you to get involved in that. And if you have not been invited and you want to be a part of it, get in touch with me as soon as possible, and we will confirm all of that up for you. Want to bring our team back on for some closing remarks. Minister Terry, God bless you with What's the Word. Come on, share any closing remarks you have with us as we get ready to close.
You know what, Pastor, I was just listening to Minister Rashad when he gave all that information, that wealth information, and also what you just shared also about income taxes, because we have to be just wise. And crossing over, we want to take this from 2017 and take that momentum over with us, just to be wise with what God has provided us. He's provided us information that Minister Rashad has shared and you have shared. This is a wealth of free information for all of us. So all of us, no one can be left behind. And I'm just looking forward to the crossover. Amen.
Oh, yes. And we are crossing over. Minister Rashad, in closing remarks.
Amen, Pastor and Sister Terry. I'm just so excited that I feel a rumble in the jungle. I just feel a major shift, a major transformation is about to happen. When you look out there today and you see what's happening so much with our entertainers, our athletes, and people talking about buying football teams and owning big parcels of land now, and the mindset has really shifted. The country and our people are really, really ready now that, you know, the things you just spoke about a minute ago about owning apartment buildings, owning office complexes, and owning 5 of this and 5 of that. I mean, it is already done. It is already done, and I'm just so excited, and I just can't wait to, you know, let the people experience the actual feeling of having a certificate in their hand and just watching how everything has manifested that we have talked about, that God has chosen us, to use us in this season as a breakthrough ministry to lead the way. And I'm just so excited to be part of it with you. And so I'm just beside myself right now. So God bless you all. Please stay tuned. Don't go nowhere. You don't want to miss this. There's a lot. You might miss a bus. You might miss a train. You might even miss a trip to a restaurant. But you don't want to miss what the Now Network's about to do, crossing over. Ooh, it's going to be the biggest crossover, bigger than Steph Curry, that you've ever seen in your life. This crossover is going to be so big, it's going to make an expert sick. Okay? That's how big the crossover is going to be. It's going to be bigger than a railroad crossover. That's how big this crossover is going to be. You want to get on board, load up, and ride this train. Ooh, because there ain't no turning back. This is the year of breakthrough ministries. Amen.
Now. Love you, man. Now. Love you. I'm gonna call you after this broadcast. Family, know that you are loved, know that you are honored, know that you are appreciated in Jesus' name. And guess what? You are beautifully made by God. Change your whole situation when you change your mind and now get different information that will grow you to another level. Oh, yes, we're going to do this thing together. We are all going to sow. We are all going to benefit by working hard together in building the kingdom of heaven here on earth now. We don't know the day or hour. Oh, this is going to blow somebody's mind, and I'm going to hang up right after this. We have to wait. We don't know the day or the hour. But I know one thing, when we're obedient and we have a relationship with heaven, we know how to bring heaven to earth. Kingdom come, will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Come on, we work together. We can work things out. Love you guys.
Family, know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated in Jesus' name. Thank you for joining us for our daily programming, and we sincerely thank you for your participation, prayers, and presence. If our ministries have been effective in blessing your growth in Christ, please join our covenant givers at Provoke2000Now.com to make all financial donations. Provoke2000Now.com. Again, we thank you for your willingness to covenant and to assist with the outreach ministry programs of the Now Network and P2P Ministries. With your help, we are able to respond and to meet the needs of the people and the communities that we serve. We pray that your life has been changed, rearranged, and transformed by the renewing of your mind. In Jesus' name.